episode number 240, 2011 Camaro gets beefed up.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back everyone for another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Beef.
Yeah. Where's the beef?
I'm Jason. I'm Jason. Yeah, where's the beef? Or beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
So where'd we get our title from here?
Well, we kind of stole it a little bit because in the Detroit Free Press this morning, the Cars.com article about the 2011 Camaro, it says, "What a ride! Chevy announces exciting updates for its beefed up 2011 Camaro."
When was the last time you beefed up your car?
I don't know. When was the last time you used the word beef? Unless you were trying to eat a cow or something.
Beef?
Beef. I thought it was great, wasn't it?
Just between us, you know,
yeah,
you and I, Chris, and maybe there are six listeners that we actually have. We were trying to come up with a title, and I said, "Let's use that." And so there it is. So we beefed up our title with the word beef.
That's right.
This is a great show. It's packed. So we're gonna have to kind of rattle through things kind of quick with our allotted time because we don't want to bore you to tears. We're gonna talk about the beefed up 2011 Camaro.
Just released.
I put mustard on it and I eat it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Indy Camaro and the coolness and the price tag. There's a cool video review out there. We're going to talk about another video that's out there that we're going to bang on a little bit. five voicemails, couple emails.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about George Barris and what word can be made out of his last name when it comes to the Camaro. And some other stuff probably tossed in between. So
let's start with what a ride.
Beef.
So this week they finally released the information for the 2011 Camaro. Not a whole heck of a lot is going to be in the 2011 Camaro, but the first thing that jumped out at me was something that was probably supposed to be in the 2010 Camaro, and that's heads-up display.
That's right.
It's going to be standard on 2LT and 2SS model cars.
That's right.
Synergy green is now an option for any Camaro.
Who didn't see that coming?
How pissed are the Synergy green special edition car people now?
Well, I mean, it's still special edition. It's for a limited time, but I got to think there's at least one or two guys out there that wanted an SS but wanted the green color more.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's a ton of them. I mean, I even asked in the board, and most people kind of agreed with me, but there's somebody going, "Son of a bitch." You know?
Yeah, because if you were told, you know, if you really wanted that color, but this is the only car it's going to be available in, and you bought it thinking that's the only car it's going to be available in, and then the next year they say, "You know what? We're just going to make it for all the cars." I'd be pissed.
Well,
that's the problem you have with special edition cars or colors.
It's still special.
Well, to a point.
Right.
Because it was only available with the LT models, right?
I'm going to just take a guess. And Fitz, I know you're listening. You may be able to back me up on this. I'm almost thinking that this sort of thing I almost said Inferno Green, which doesn't make any sense. was almost like a test run. Okay, they said, "Should we make it on V8? Let's see how it does on V6 first." So maybe at the time that it was released, they weren't 100% sure that it was going to become available on the V8 model.
Well, here's what they say in the press release.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, Chevrolet introduced the Camaro Synergy Special Edition, which is based off the concept displayed at SEMA, which we saw. The Synergy Special Edition is limited to a 1LT model, but the Synergy Green exterior color will be made available on all trim levels for a limited run during 2011 model year. When we looked at the overwhelmingly positive reaction we received from SEMA attendees and consumers on the Synergy Green, making the color available across the board was pretty much a no-brainer," said John Fitzpatrick, Camaro Marketing Manager.
Thanks, John. Thanks for calling in on that.
So there you have it.
Yeah, I was right. I want to give a firm warning to everybody then.
Yes.
That the next time there's a special edition color out there, consider the future.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, maybe like, I don't know, purple.
Yeah.
Or purple. Something like purple.
Navy blue.
Navy blue? Or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't.
Okay, so let's talk about the beef.
All right, let's talk about the beef.
This just in. The 304 horsepower 2010 Camaro is going to turn into a 2011 312 horsepower Camaro.
Ooh.
How's that for beef?
Beef.
And I don't think they're changing a thing.
Let me think about something here. The 2010 Camaro always had 312 horsepower. Is that the argument that's out there right now?
I would assume so.
Let's just play some scenario here real quick about this. Yeah. I'm Chevrolet and you're Ford.
Okay.
I'm a Camaro and you're Mustang.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, check me out. I'm new. I'm badass. I'm a 304 horsepower V6 Camaro.
Right.
What you got, suckers?
Well, I'm big bad Ford. And you know what? My new Mustang is going to be 306 horsepower. Take that, Camaro.
Well, guess what? We've always had 312 horsepower. Ha ha!
Sucker.
Yeah, sucker. No, you're the sucker. Sucker.
Eat it.
So, I mean, that should technically make, if that is true, that should technically make the 306, actually 312 horsepower 2010 Camaro V6 owner happy. Hey.
Well, it says the 2011 Camaro V6 engine completed SAE certification testing and is now officially rated at 312 horsepower at 6,500 RPMs and 270 foot-pounds of torque at 5,100 RPMs.
However it came to be, I think everybody should be rather happy.
And it says the 304 horsepower in the 2010 Camaro was actually a conservative rating on our end, said Tom Sutter, GM's V6 chief engineer. But we already knew that this award-winning engine produced at least the amount of power we stated. But now we've gone the extra step in certifying the engine for this application and have verified an additional 8 horsepower.
Sandbagging. Hey, way to go, guys. Whatever it takes to make things competitive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it.
And you know, there's
love the horsepower.
In all seriousness,
wars.
Ford is stepping way up on things.
Well, they're going to have to because they've been outsold for 9 or 10 months now straight. So
they're going, ow, my butt.
Yeah.
Well, what else is new? Was there anything else new?
Let's see. We talked about the Synergy Green available
and the heads-up
models,
display and the horsepower.
Display and the horsepower. Yeah.
I got to think that there's more coming down the line.
Yeah.
I think those are just highlights.
Tweaks here and there, maybe.
Yeah. But the future's looking good. I'm pretty positive about that.
What I'm wondering about is how easy it's going to be to put the heads-up display in a 2010 Camaro.
I think that would be next to impossible.
Do you think you're going to have to change the windshield?
Yes, I think you're going to have to change the windshield because, and I hope it's okay to say now, I believe it was the windshield that was the holdback for the 2010.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, maybe I'll get a crack in my windshield and the insurance company will have to replace it.
You know what? And a crack could happen even just sitting in your garage when I'm standing next to it with a hammer in my hand. Whoops. Sorry, Chris. Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah. However, anyway, we don't encourage insurance fraud here.
That's bad. Yeah. That's wrong. But it sure is fun to joke about.
Yeah.
Joke about. All right, let's move on. Speaking of Camaro Mustang,
yes,
there's a video review, part two. We talked about part one a couple weeks ago, courtesy of our friends at AutoStream.
Adam Bruce,
good old friend of ours.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be poked on Facebook because I mentioned his name.
Yeah, poke.
Poke. Creepy. Great wrap-up to the video review. There was a shout-out to CamaroZ28.com in part two.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Part two of two, test the Camaro the whole episode.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's some parts in there that are really funny. They got the good sense of humor. Obviously, one's a very pro Camaro guy, and another is a very pro Mustang guy. They each have their own valid concerns.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the funniest part was when the guy testing the Camaro, who was clearly a Mustang guy, said it makes you feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
To drive the car.
Well, I'd expect the Mustang guy to say that. Oh, burn!
But yeah, it's a pretty good review. Go check it out. We're going to link it up in the show notes.
Absolutely. And since we're talking about Camaro versus Mustang video, Chris, can you believe this? There's a video out there of a 2011 Mustang whipping ass on a 2010 Camaro.
Yeah.
So I guess that means that every 2011 Mustang will just kick the crap out of a 2010 Camaro.
Tomorrow I'm going to trade mine in a new Mustang.
Yeah, so. Because of this YouTube video showed it happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously, the person driving the Camaro couldn't drive.
Switch drivers. And then we'll see what happens. Switch camera angles, because it looked a little questionable. And the only,
It was like on an airstrip, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that's where the drag racing actually originated, was on airstrips back in the day. And then the commentators, whoa, so much for that new Camaro. So what? Say what you want. You know what the Mustang isn't? A Camaro. You don't like Camaros, don't buy one.
Yeah.
Shut up about it, you big babies. God. Wah, wah, wah. The Camaros, Mustangs faster. I'm going to trade mine in good. Lose money.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to rant any further. I just think it's one.
The new Mustangs aren't even out yet.
I can find a video of a Camaro kicking the crap out of a Mustang. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Yugos beat the crap out of a Camaro. Does that make it any better? You know, competition is good.
Let's, Chevettes.
I've actually seen a couple of pro street Chevettes that click off 6 second, or not six, but, you know, like 8 second quarter miles, which is kind of spooky.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't buy into the hype of somebody else. And, geez, stop being so critical over one video, you criminy.
We forgot something to talk about here.
What's that?
We were talking about the 2011 Camaro.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
This week.
Oh, yeah.
Chevrolet announced they were going to be building a special edition Indianapolis 500 pace car.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done this since 1993.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make 200 or less of these cars.
Wow.
But are going to have a price tag of $41,950.
Ooh.
Could be a good collector's edition, though, with under 200 or less. And, yeah.
And it has a Petters, well.
Well, I don't know.
The pace car. The actual pace car has a Petter suspension.
I highly doubt this car will come with a Petter suspension.
You never know. If it can meet GM's validation, it'd be pretty cool.
It says each of the pace car models would be based on an SS with the RS appearance package, 400 horsepower, so obviously an automatic car.
What's wrong with that? You got something against that?
V8 engine with matted up to a 6-speed automatic. Yeah, there you go. What? No manual? With power put to the ground through 20-inch polished aluminum wheels, a throwback style front grill. Oh, yeah, it's got the different grill on there.
Yeah, the heritage grill, I think.
That recalls the old 67 pace car. And the whole shebang will be painted in inferno orange, including the engine cover. Now for the most important bits. Premium floor mats with accent colors.
Holy crap.
2010 Indianapolis 500 event logo decal on both doors and embroidered on driver and passenger headrests.
I'd strip those right off first thing.
2010 Indianapolis 500 event logo badges on the front fenders.
Yeah, get rid of those two.
Price, $41,950, including an $850 destination charge. Get the rest of the details in the press release after the break.
We'll be back with you right after
this. Yeah.
You know, no, the break in the pictures.
Yeah. I think the car looks great.
It's
and I like how they did the stripes all the way down.
It's a terrific looking car.
I love the front grille.
That price is tough.
I don't love the price, but...
You're paying for exclusivity.
Absolutely.
200 cars made. I mean,
and
when
that'll get sucked up immediately.
Oh, yeah. To this day, when I see a 93 pace car, I got to look it over.
Yeah.
They were such a cool car. This is not nearly as wild, but then again, different times. I think it's great. I think it's good, and it's going to be good to watch the Indy 500 just for the pace car. I'll just TiVo it and skip to it. Hey, there's a pace car again.
Yeah. Yeah. Since we don't even know when it is.
Yeah, somebody call and tell us because I haven't even looked it up yet. All right, you want to do some...
let's do some emails first some voicemails.
You want to do emails first?
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. This actually came in to my email box for my 2010 Camaro project blog at phantomss.com, but I thought it'd be really cool to read... here. He found this YouTube video that I made, which I'll talk about later on. He says, saw your YouTube video. I'm currently serving in Iraq, but I've ordered a 2010 2SS Camaro, which will be ready when I get back to the States. I love the Borla aggressive exhaust sound, and I want to go with that, but do you know if the Borla long tube headers match up with the above catback? I realize the long tubes replace the cats, but it also looks like the two parts might match up. Also, is the 2010 SS an OBD2 or 3 system? Basically wondering if sensor sims will work. I hate check engine lights. Was wondering if you knew in advance. Lieutenant Dallas. Now, he probably doesn't know I'm going to be reading this, but I wanted to read it on the air.
Okay.
Because I wanted to make just a really quick mentioning that I stay out of political garbage. I don't get into whether or not I think wherever the soldiers are stationed is a good thing or a bad thing or what they're doing is right or wrong. What I believe in is that they're there. And when I read this, I thought, you know what? There's a guy that's over in Iraq, and all he wants to do is talk about getting home to the States so he can drive his car. So if you're listening to this overseas, if you're in the service, if you're not overseas, I want to tell you that I appreciate and my family appreciates what it is that you do. Whatever you do, I don't get into the reasons right or wrong why. So thank you out there if you're listening, and that fits you.
Absolutely.
Having said that, the Borla headers and long tubes match right up. It's a perfect fit. I get asked that quite a bit.
With the cats?
No cats.
With no cats.
The long tube headers do not have cats with the Borla. So
Can you use the cats?
You could probably get an exhaust shop to fab something in.
Okay.
Is it OBD2 or 3? Is OBD3 out?
I don't think so.
I don't think so
it
either.
Is OBD2.
So, right. And as far as sensor sims, those are subjective. I prefer to have the vehicle programmed, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I just have that program right out.
And I go to Vector Motorsports. I do all my work.
Nice.
Not even a sponsor of the site. I just like them.
Cool.
So, Lieutenant Dallas, best of luck. Keep your head down and your spirits up, and anybody else that's in the same shoes he's in. And I'm going to send him out some smooth locks and a CamaroZ20.com diecast car to play
with. Sweet.
So, just least I could do for what they do.
Wow.
All right, you got one too?
Yeah, I do. This one says, hey guys, Little Red Ragtop here. Was just listening to the podcast where Mudbone was inquiring about where to buy a good quality car cover. I bought one for my Chevelle from California Car Cover, the same company that provides those amazing California car dusters. I almost said scratchers.
Well, I know. I was going to say the same thing.
Their covers are made to fit the type of vehicle you have and come in different materials depending on how you are intending to use it. My car sits in the garage too, so I bought a cover that mainly designed for indoor use. However, they also carry covers designed for outdoor use as well. Wes. Thanks, Wes.
Good stuff.
Yep.
California car scratcher.
Yeah. I cringe every time I see someone use one of those.
And I used one for the longest time.
Did you?
They work good, but I just don't like the theory.
Yeah.
You know, they're great on a dash. Thanks for the heads up on car covers, though.
Use one of Swiffers.
Yeah, those are nice, too.
Yeah.
This is in reference to podcast number 239, where Mudbone did ask about that. And he posted in the podcast number 239 thread saying, where's a link to it? And so I provided a link.
Yep.
So if you're interested in the one that I picked, which is a
Carcraft?
Covercraft.
Covercraft.
Weather Shield.
Carcraft.
And I got a good deal. But yeah, California Car Cover got a great, great reputation. So I think either one of them will work. I think it comes down to almost preference at that point. So a couple of good emails. Thanks, guys. And what, we got some voicemails, and we'll get to that right after this.
It's
or this.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got to blow through these. We got less than 10 minutes to do this.
Go!
Good morning, guys. Raleigh TA from the boards. Just want to say, hey, thanks for the podcast. Two things. First one is, I want to get as many folks coming to the F-Body Gathering. That's Memorial Day in Atlanta, May 28th through 30th, I believe. And it should be a big show this year. We usually get a couple, 300-400 cars out there, and I would love to see all generations of Camaros and Transams. Go to F-BodyGathering.com for details on that. I hope to see you guys come down to that sometime. Haven't seen you in years. Other thing is, once you extend the podcast out a little bit, it just doesn't seem to be enough time. I always put it over to my BlackBerry and play it when I'm working on the car, and I just didn't seem to get much done when you guys were wrapping it up. So if you could, you know, bring it out to an hour. Take care, guys. Thanks so much for the podcast.
An hour?
Woo!
We probably could.
We could.
But
I don't know. I don't know. Well,
a lot of people would tune out after 30 minutes. I mean, maybe. It used to be 12, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're actually getting bigger, longer. where am I going with this?
Yeah.
No, they're actually, the length is,
The Gathering.
The Gathering. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we've been there quite a few times. Absolutely love it.
Miss
love
it.
The folks in Atlanta. Going. Yeah, I definitely miss it. Oh. It's just with work and family, particularly, it's always in May, right around Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It's just a really hard time to get away. I always go away in the beginning of May for a conference, so I'm off of work for a week there, and it's just hard.
I try to go, and it just doesn't work out.
But
you know?
Great people there. Oh, man.
The weather is great. Everything is great about that event. I miss going to that so bad.
Yeah, the open house with GMMG on the Friday nights.
I don't know if they're still doing that.
I don't know. That was always fun.
Yeah. I'm going to... God, man. How far is the drive? It's
Atlanta?
Yeah.
From here. From 12, 15 hours?
Yeah. I don't know. But you know what? Just because we're not going.
Doesn't mean you guys don't
have
to go.
Oh, no. Check it out. FBodyGathering.com.
Absolutely.
Great, great event. You won't be disappointed.
Don't miss it.
Just don't drag race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
You betcha.
Hey, guys. This is Templine from the forums. and I'm just calling to say happy Zombie Jesus Day. Have a good one. Bye.
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
Nice.
Obviously referencing Easter last week. Sorry we couldn't get that in because we recorded a day earlier so we could enjoy our Easter. Yeah. Happy Zombie Jesus Day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
We're so high right now.
All right, sorry. Okay. Thanks, Templar Knight. Thank you so much.
Next. What the hell was that?
Next. I don't know. It was weird. Somebody dissect that for us.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Dave from Cincinnati, the postal carrier. Well, I work at a facility that is the post office that's open at night. That's why I call you guys early in the morning. Great podcast you guys just had on the getting the stuff out from the winter. It was 80 degrees here today. And hope you guys have fun getting your Camaros all fixed up and putting the exhaust on and all those different modifications. I've got my cold air induction kit on, and I put a cat-back exhaust from Borella, and it sounds just great. So thanks for all the information. You guys have a great night. Bye.
Good to hear from you again, Dave. I'm glad you got your cat-back on there and your cold air kit.
Maybe tying a couple on.
He's probably just tired. He's working all night long.
Was that still going?
No. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Always good to hear from him.
Yeah.
He still owes us a picture, though, right?
A picture of all the postal carriers or postal employees with their Camaros, because I think he said it was, five people?
And their assault rifles.
Given going postal.
I'm an NRA member. Yeah. Very cool to hear from you, Dave.
Okay, here's our last one for the day.
Does that catch us up?
That totally catches us up.
Hey, guys. AJ here, 22 SSRS on the board. And I just got finished watching part 2 of the Muscle Cars review of Everyday Driver. And I saw you guys got a shout-out for the Camaro side. Glad to see that. But I wanted to throw a topic out there. Maybe you guys could talk about it in a future show or, discuss it on this one. The tuner Camaros, like the Hennessy car, the HPE 700, for example, with the LS9, the ZR1 engine in it, SLP's Camaro, and there's all the different tuner Camaros that are coming out right now. They have big horsepower and different styling takes and different performance things. Would you advise, say, for instance, buying one of these cars or building one yourself like Jason's doing? Thanks, guys. Love the podcast, and I keep listening.
Thanks for calling in, AJ. I know you normally call in and leave us some very thought-provoking questions.
Yeah, right on.
A tuner. How about a tuner Camaro shootout? That's what GM High Tech should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in Hennessy. Let's bring in SLP. And let's bring in HPE. And let's bring in whoever else is doing these cars.
Yeah.
Thesler Moss.
Oh,
let's bring in...
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I think people be worried about trashing their $90,000 or $100,000 Camaro, though, because that Fessler one is not cheap, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
If anything, they should just have a dyno shootout.
Yeah,
you know,
do that
way, you don't have to risk it so much. I think that'd be great. I think, my opinion, though, is when it comes to those cars, it's not always about the horsepower, though. It's about the unique styling of it, like AJ mentioned. I prefer to do it my way, but I think that they're a pretty cool investment to say you got something really special, just like the Indy car we talked about earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I would love to see something like that happen in the future.
Yeah. We should throw an email over to Scott Parker at GMHTP and see if he can.
Yeah. Well, they're asking questions on Facebook. What do you want to see in future issues of the magazine?
There you go. How are they doing in their...
2,800 or
something? 2,800. And I wonder how many Muscle Mustangs and Fast Forward has.
I don't know.
75,000.
Yeah, probably.
That's a big magazine. Anyway, AJ, thanks for the email or voicemail as always. Good stuff, man. And we encourage everybody to call in just about anything to give, tell our minds what's on your mind, as I used to say back in the early days of the show, which I lifted from XM150 comedy station.
Oh, okay.
So we're happy to hear from you, voicemail or email.
And we blew through all of them.
Yeah.
Really quick, and with no more backlog.
Yeah, I know. We were the last one we'd have to save for next week, so give us more to backlog.
Yeah.
All right. I got to talk about this.
Oh.
Since we're talking about special edition Camaros.
Do we have to? Okay, yeah.
Well, somebody will question why we didn't bring it up. George Barris.
Legendary customizer.
With a K. He's jumping on the Camaro thing with his own special edition Camaro, and I'm surprised he didn't spell that with a K. Not a fan.
Do you know what he calls this car?
I think so.
It's called the Spirit.
All right, George Barris. If you don't know who George Barris is, back in the '60s, like he developed he designed the General Lee. I think he even had a hand in the original design of the kit car from Knight Rider. But I know that he was probably most famous for designing the original Batmobile and things like that of that era.
Obviously a very talented designer from his generation.
Yes, he sure is.
Coming up with unique designs
right.
for automobiles.
That's a good way to say he shouldn't be doing it anymore, because I don't think he should. And in fact, was it in the thread that Newsbot posted, somebody said he needs to retire again. And
hang it up, George.
Like, I don't want to be mean or anything, but no. It just doesn't look good. I don't think it fits the car well. George Barris, he puts the Barris in embarrassing for when it comes to this Camaro, because
unfortunately
it's just not fitting for the car.
So he's like a guy who designs cars for shows.
Yeah, kind of.
Because it's in the article, it says the Beverly Hillbillies,
right?
The Munsters,
right?
Batman Kit.
He did other. If you go to his website, you can see everything he's done, and he did some really very very cool custom cars. Back when, like, those really wild one-off cars, he was kind of like Chip Foose before Chip Foose ever existed. He did some cool stuff.
Yeah, so he's sort of a pioneer.
Yeah, there's no question about it. But I just don't think that and to each their own. I'm not ripping on anybody that likes the car. I personally just don't think that the design fits the car. The triangle thing on the side is just kind of strange looking, and
yeah,
you know, I just don't know what else to say. I'm just not a fan of it.
I'm reading one of the.
Oh boy. Okay.
Someone says he's not a customizer. He's a vandalizer.
Oh boy.
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinions, and you know, as long as they.
What's nice is that the new Camaro encompasses a lot of different generations. It encompasses the guys from the '60s that had a '67 Camaro as their first car.
Yeah.
You know, and this is that, and that was George Barris's heyday. So they might be saying, you know, I want a new Camaro. I want something a little different. And you know, George Barris was my idol then, so uh-huh. I want a George Barris Camaro. Now they can get one. That's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
But
did you see what he did to the Challenger?
I think the Challenger looks better. I've seen that car, the picture you're looking at on the screen. I've seen that with the doors down. It looks pretty good compared to this Camaro.
Yeah, I won't take either.
Not a fan. Does anybody? Okay, I guess I'll, you know, give everybody a shot here.
Does anybody like it?
Right. Does anybody like it? Call in and tell us why you like it.
Do you think anybody will buy it?
I want an alter. I'm sure somebody will buy it. I want an altering viewpoint, though. I want to know. I want to hear from somebody that does like it a lot. Because truthfully, I've seen a lot of custom 2010 Camaros out there, and that one just sticks out as one of the most ones that I just don't agree with. Mm. And again, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not that type of guy. But if you like
just
it,
giving
I
our opinion,
if you like it, I want to hear why. Because I want to hear
call in.
A different viewpoint. Absolutely. So I think we got to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Just before I do. I mentioned earlier, I made a video of how to install sequential turn signals for your taillights on a 2010 Camaro. It was just something I made with my son last weekend, just for fun. I bought the kit, and I thought, you know, this is kind of simple enough. It'll make a nice and easy video to make. So I thought I'd have some fun with it. You can check it out on YouTube.com or PhantomSS.com. And tell me what you think of it. And that's how earlier
looks
our email.
Incredibly easy.
Lieutenant Dallas, I think he might have found that video, and that's why he emailed in. So check it out. I had some fun with it. Tell me what you think. I'm just, you know, just kind of throwing it out there. So we've got one heck of a cool episode behind us now. This one was great. Yeah. Action-packed, man.
You betcha.
So we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
We'll be back next week, of course, and get your voicemails and emails in.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Beef.